1-800-259-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got Jake the other guy. Sir Bradley Dean is doing right now. He's not able to join us today, but I promise you tomorrow will be action-packed again. As he continues his crusade across this country to change the hearts and the minds of men through his God. Good to be with you today. It is Friday. And I don't even know the date, but I know that it's Friday. Here, let me look here. I got this clever little iPhone. June 14th. Matter of fact, it's somebody very special's birthday that I'm going to be attending a birthday celebration tonight. I'll share more of those details probably with you tomorrow. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com online. If you want to check out the website, there's a few things that we've done to it here. It's a masterpiece. It will sharply navigate you through everything that we do, everything that we cover. We have a Constitution course that we teach 6 months out of the year so that you can understand the Christian values that were instilled in this country through the Constitution and how they do that so that you've got an answer in season and out of season. We also got Bradley's comic book, My War. And we've read a number of different referrals and responses from on that. Also, the My War DVD series. There's a slider on there that keeps you posted on all the events, etc. So, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You can also go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We're going to have two special guests with us today. One is Mr. Robert Brodus. He was a candidate for U.S. Senate in Maryland. We've actually done a tour with him and his campaign out there, Protect Marriage Maryland. And also, we're going to have with us Mr. Charles Butler. He's a conservative talk show host. He's based in Chicago. One of his favorite quotes is, "Liberalism seems to be related to a person's distance from the problem." How true is that? He also coined the phrase, "Urban terrorists are killing our black youth," about the carnage in Chicago's black community. Now, why do I bring that up? Because of the topic that we're going to cover today. It's going to be throughout the whole show today. And it has to do with the article that Bradley Dean put out earlier this week. Today's civil rights leaders teaching racism as they decry racism. You know, you'll notice this mentality is always through those who are, you know, they utilize a totalitarian strategy to try to overcome your liberties and your rights. It's trying to punish an innocent person for a crime he did not commit, but make him feel guilty like he did, and then he starts to question whether or not he did, and when you got him at that point, you just keep pushing forward, pushing forward, pushing forward. And that's what they're doing to you, America, right now today. Who is they? Anybody who takes on that mentality. But you have real deal enemies. And as I've always said, this is a scriptural solution that we can apply to this problem. This problem has been going on ever since Satan himself in the book of Isaiah was cast out of heaven because he tried to establish his throne above God's. It ain't gonna happen. It's a joke. The Lord says, why do the nations rage, the Bible says. Some versions say the heathen rage. Why do the nations rage? That's who it's speaking to. Why do they imagine a vain thing? They're gonna try to assert their throne against heaven. They're gonna try to overcome God. And what does it say? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. If you be his anointed, it is no strange thing that you are persecuted. They say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Let's get rid of Christianity and religion and godly morality and godly values. Let's get rid of it. Anybody saying that is attempting to usurp the throne of God on heaven. And what does the Lord say? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. This is a joke. Are you kidding me? like you're going to overcome the king of the universe, the creator of all things, is not going to happen. And boy, if you didn't read Bradley's latest column from last night, God gives victory when his people fight. This is the text art that we created. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. So it stands true that God is willing to give what his people are willing to fight for. America, we fight the good fight of faith because the law is on our side, and God grants us the victory every time. Amen. Hallelujah. And as Bradley says, if I was in a black church right now, hey, we're going to get some black church here pretty soon. Our next two guests, again, Mr. Charles Butler and also Robert Brodus at the 2:30 mark and the 2:45, that's Central Time, will be joining with us. Today's civil rights leaders teaching racism as they decry racism. Bradley put this out on Wednesday, and I want to read a quote. Martin Luther King Jr. stated this, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Yes! A nation is America, folks. As the initial stages of George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, of course, this is still going on. The case proceeds. The media is again resurrecting the issue of racism. Oh, it's racism! Ah! And not too far behind are the modern-day self-proclaimed, mind you, civil rights leaders.
I'm a civil rights leader. I'm going to be living in the civil rights.
After listening to their divisive rhetoric, and that's what it is, folks, it does not unite. It does not bring us together in the bond of brotherhood. And also you have this administration, their tactics are divide and conquer. Bradley said, "I couldn't help but notice how far off the modern-day civil rights leaders are from the creed of the civil rights movement in the 1960s. I'm going to read you something that you probably do not know. Martin Luther King Jr. was a molder of consensus to guarantee equal rights under the law for all men. Not equal outcomes, which is the trash that they're shoving down your throat nowadays. We're endowed by our creators," the Declaration of Independence rightly states. Now, back in 1960s, Alveda King is a friend of ours. He's Martin's niece. Her father was A.D. King. Every participant in the civil rights marches was required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. Number one, meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. You think that's happening nowadays? Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Remember all the divisive tactics that are being used these days? Walk and talk in the manner of love and charity, for God is love. Pray daily to be used by God is number four. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has got to go out the window. Number six, observe with both friends and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven, seek to perform regular services for others and for the world. Number eight, refrain from violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Number nine, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. Let's parallel that with Mr. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the rest. I say those two because they like to be the leaders. And we're going to have with us on our next segment Mr. Charles Butler, who is going to explain to us, as a black American, what this is really all about and how these race baiters are actually hurting. As Charles Butler says, urban terrorists are killing our black youth. How it's hurting the black culture, as well as the American culture, folks. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty Radio. If you want to call in, it's 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and read Bradley's column.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we're covering the topic of demoralizers of the faith. And like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. Now, I read to you what the... Well, I guess it was an oath. Every participant in the Civil Rights Marches was required to sign a following pledge. We'll call it a pledge. Before they march, meditate on the teachings of Jesus. Remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Pray daily to be used by God. Sacrifice personal needs, etc., etc. However, nowadays you have the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons of the world. They've left off their Bibles and their morals, and they debase themselves to reap nothing but mockery and reproach. Let's contrast it. What is it now? Now it's meditate on what the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. Civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Send threats to those who disagree with you. Seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. Use fear and force. Strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. With us right now is a special guest. We're just on his show on Monday, Mr. Charles Butler. He's a conservative talk show host based in Chicago. His favorite quote is, "Liberalism seems to be related to a person's distance from the problem." He coined the phrase, "Urban terrorists are killing our black youth," about the carnage in Chicago's black community. Welcome to the show today, Charles. You're also a columnist. I forgot this. This is great. I love it. A conservative man as a columnist on the Huffington Post, and you told me the other day they published some of your columns.
Yeah. They published some of them. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great to have you on, Charles. Talk to me about this immigration, how these spinsters are using race and trying to bring in illegal immigration here, eradicating anything that has to do with justice and right and wrong, and how it's harming America, Charles.
Well, it's harming America, I think, in a number of ways. But let's just talk about the 12 million illegal immigrants that are in this country currently. They take jobs away from poor, unskilled, entry-level people, which disproportionately tends to be black Americans and poor Americans.
Sure.
You look at our schools today, you have people actually, and you have institutions actually bragging that they're giving spaces to undocumented children, and you have a Supreme Court case, you have a case in the Supreme Court, Fisher versus University of Texas, over black children getting slots in schools.
This kind of ties. This is insane. It really. I know it, you have to laugh about it, or you go nuts, right? Is that right, Charles?
I mean,
because
no question.
It definitely is not. There's nothing humorous about it. If you move into the realm of the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons, they're going to give you a spin on this. They are using.
Yes.
This is crazy. Tell me what they're doing, because they're not promoting the goodness. You know, they say we're standing for the black cause, if you will. It's similar with abortion.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
ahead.
We Spanish or Latinos and blacks don't have the same cause. First of all, Spanish people are considered, or Latino people, or Hispanic, whatever we want to call them, for the sake of this conversation, I'll just say Latino. Latino people are considered Caucasian by law. So some of them are poor. So what? They happen to be poor and brown. So what?
Mm-hmm.
They're still considered, and have always been considered. Okay, they've never had any laws written against them from doing anything they wanted to do in this country. In World War II, Latino Americans flew in the Air Force. They weren't in a separate unit like black troops or black aviators and Tuskegee Airmen. They served with whites.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you have a number of pilots that were named Gonzalez and Rodriguez, and they're very patriotic Americans. That is not my issue. My issue is not with Hispanic Americans and the contributions they have made to this country, just as but I'm saying that we don't have the same issue because you're bringing all these poor brown people into our country. We are, and this is the other thing, when they talk that people of color nonsense. You know, black Americans are the only group of Americans that have ever had laws written against them pursuing life, liberty, and happiness in this country under the Constitution.
Did the new civil rights leaders care about that? I want to get to that, because it's like abortion.
You know, of course they don't. They don't care. Well, you have to understand, when Dr. King died, Dr. King said before he died, and this is going to be in my new book, that in 1965 the civil rights movement was over. Okay?
Okay.
Charles Bullitt didn't say that. Mm-hmm. Dr. King said that.
Sure.
So you come 68, okay, he's talking about Vietnam, and Johnson is like, damn, I gave you the Nobel Peace Prize, and you come and attack me? So, you know, he gets the Nobel Peace Prize, and he starts grandstanding, and, you know, I'm not a Martin Luther King fan. So, long story short, you know, he starts to do this poor people thing. But you have to understand this. The civil rights movement was not about poor blacks.
Mm-hmm.
It was about middle class blacks being able to go into restaurants, hotels, get jobs in corporate America, because
equality under law.
The civil rights,
right?
Yeah, before the civil rights movement, yeah, you could, if you were black in America, you could be several things: a doctor, a lawyer, a preacher, a teacher, or work for the government in the post office or FAA or something like that. That was my era. I mean, you know, I graduated from high school in 1970, and that was still going on before we had this thing called affirmative action. Now, and that's been bastardized. I don't want to deal with that right now because we spent a long time on that. But bottom line is, Jesse and Al have probably, I would say, they have been paid off by La Raza. And that's why they're talking that nonsense, because anyone with a modicum of intelligence would know that Hispanics, there are numerous studies that talk about the racial schism between blacks and new immigrant Latinos to this country. Numerous studies. They're very racist.
So you have right now, you have these leaders that are championing this cause, quote unquote. They're not championing anything. They're driving it to the ground. Is it no different than, Charles, when they embrace, for instance, the abortion industry and they call it women's health? Because I've heard Al Sharpton numerous times say, I can't believe these people say they're Christians. They don't care about themselves. Who's the abortion target?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Where is Al Sharpton's church?
I don't even know. Does he have one?
He doesn't have one.
Okay.
Where's Jesse Jackson's church?
I know he has the Rainbow Coalition. That's about all I know. But he doesn't have a church.
That's not a church.
Okay.
That's not a church. The National Action Network is not a church.
Okay. So here you
have both of those organizations, and both of those organizations are very spurious, and you know, wink, wink, blink, blink. The people in Chicago, they don't even have a chapter, I think, in Chicago because they send their money in.
Yep.
The people said they never heard from National Action Network. You know, Al and Jesse are both poverty temps.
Yep.
That's all they are. They don't have an ounce of credibility or moral integrity in their body.
Well, I think it's good to lay that out. Now, you're from Chicago. That's your stomping grounds. So you know very full well. Now, would you say that, because obviously they're claiming it under the pretense of being preachers, these modern-day civil rights leaders, they're demoralizers of the faith. Would you agree?
Well, of course they are. But you have to understand, if you don't have victims, if you don't – see, I've always tell my audience, when I was talking to a primarily black audience on VON,
mm-hmm.
I said, you're Americans. You need to stop acting like you're second-class citizens. You've been given your citizenship. Stand up and start acting like citizens instead of like crying, sniveling little babies. As far as I'm concerned, Martin Luther King was a crybaby. The bottom line is you stand up, you demand your rights as a citizen. Not beg and plead and talk about somebody's moral compass. Doesn't work. He figured out, Dr. King figured out that it didn't work. It wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to demand, you know, as Frederick Douglass said, power does not concede power without demand.
That's right.
And that's the same case in anything that you do. If you want to be a baseball player or a football player, you have to demand excellence from yourself.
That's right.
You have to go out and take your position. You know, you're not given a position, you earn it.
That's right.
And when you're an American, you go out and say, I'm an American. And like when I get hassled by the police, I say, you know, you're going to treat me. I'm a citizen, first of all. My name is Mr. Butler, or you can call me sir, and I'm going to call you Officer So-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't talk on that level, then you need to get a patrol sergeant down here because I'm not talking to you.
I love it.
Now what?
I love it. Now this is how you overcome.
This is
how you overcome America. Again, we have with us Mr. Charles Butler. Charles, I've got to run to a break. How do people get in touch with
okay.
you? How do they read your columns? We appreciate you being on the show with us today.
You can go to www.charles-butler.com. Read my blogs. I have a blog talk show that's on every day. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com radio. Charles Butler, I'm there, broadcasting every day, have podcasts up. You were on this week talking about some great issues, and we got to do this again next week, you and I.
Most definitely, Charles. I look forward to it, and you may be joining the GCN family, is that correct?
Maybe join the. I am definitely joining the GCN family in a couple
going
weeks.
To. All right.
And, yeah, I'm definitely doing that, and I'm excited about it because it's where I need to be at home.
Amen. Hey, great having you on, Charles. Thank you so much again, Charles. Conservative
Thank you.
Talk
God
show.
Bless.
You got it, bro.
All right.
Right out of Chicago, right. Telling us how it is, folks. Understanding we don't play the victim status. We overcome. We stand up straight. We don't demoralize the faith that we claim to have. We'll be right back with you at the Sons of Liberty Radio. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and find Bradley's latest column, Demoralizers of the Faith, the topic we'll be talking about. Bringing up on the next segment, Mr. Robert Brodus, Defending Marriage, Maryland.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years.
and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, we just had a guest on with us last segment, Mr. Charles Butler. And one of the statements that he made, and was just brought to my attention, is that after the Civil Rights Movement was over, as stated in 1965, as far as equal rights, gaining equal rights, that was the purpose of it. That then the movement started to look into the emotional realm of becoming a victim status. Now, if you're a victim of injustice, then justice needs to be served. And justice is not in outcomes. And we have a caller right now in North Dakota that has a question. Patrick, yeah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What is your question? State it, and I hope that I can make that answer and I can bring that across.
Yes, your guest seemed to bemoan the fact that blacks or Americans are losing their jobs to immigrants, and I'd like to know what rights do these immigrants, or I'm sorry, what rights do these Americans have to their jobs if some immigrant can do it better or at a cheaper rate?
Yeah, gotcha. I think you misunderstood the term. An immigrant, there's nothing wrong with. I mean, if you look at it, us historically speaking, I'm white, man. I'm European. I came from a different country. I immigrated over here. My relatives did. So as an immigrant, there's nothing. There's no right to jobs to say, hey, I live here. An immigrant can't take my job. What he's talking about is these quote-unquote undocumented immigrants. These are illegal aliens. They have no right in our country, period. But the first jobs that they overtake are those jobs that he was talking about. Usually poor black Americans or poor Hispanic Americans, et cetera, come in, and they move in, and they take. I think that was the statement. I hope that clarifies it, Patrick.
Yes, but I don't see what the objection to – I mean, they are undocumented, true, but what is the objection to their being there in the first place?
Well, what would be the objection to breaking the law then? I mean, that's a silly question. They're undocumented. They're illegal. That means they're illegal. They have no right to be here in the first place.
Sir, you're breaking the question. I'm allowed that they're breaking the law, but I don't see why this law has to be there in the first place.
Which law? That people can just waltz into our country, no problems at all, no swearing allegiance to our form of government, our laws? I'm not understanding.
Well, yes, but it's irrelevant whether they take our jobs or not. I mean, this is besides the issue.
mean, yes, he was saying that's a byproduct of it. I understand. So I just want to make sure that you're clear that an illegal alien is illegal. If he breaks the law to come over here, what security do you have for your rights? Because he probably will break the law again, if that's the premise of how he or she is in this country. And we need to do something about the problem. And here's the problem, is guys that are being, as Charles Butler said, paid off potentially by La Raza and different things like that. That's insinuation. He's guessing that. As they take up the cause to champion this illegal immigration thing and amnesty, they are destroying the very purpose of which they are they're claiming to stand for, which is exactly what Bradley Dean just wrote in his last article. These men come in and they try to say, well, we're for rights, we're for God-given rights, we want to protect blacks, while they use a racist tactic in order to get the means or the end that they want. That's the statement, I believe. Thank you for calling, Patrick. I appreciate it. If we put you on hold, we got something for you from the Sons of Liberty. We love it when you call in. The number is 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Our lives to begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Now, there is a lot that went in to the equal rights movement, if you will. I've met with many of the folks that were alive and well that marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., met with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s friends and relatives. I am not deifying the man by any means, but there is an anointing that was carried through his life and through his spoken power. I do not believe right now, as his daughter said, my father did not take a bullet for homosexual marriage. I do not believe that would be tolerated at all. As a matter of fact, there's even documented stories that Alveda King has shared where homosexuals tried to come in and make that a premise for the movement, and Dr. King said no. I do not believe there would be abortion right now. If a man with that power and that anointing that we witnessed in the 60s and the late 50s that God had on Martin Luther King Jr., I do not believe that that would exist either. And it surely wouldn't have, well, you can see it because it's genocide. It's going straight for the black population. There is a lot of things. I do not consider Martin Luther King Jr. a whiner, as has been insinuated. No way, shape, or form. He understood if a man is on your back, then you need to stand up straight and you need to keep on walking. The government was not the sugar daddy, it was not the solution. But when the government was not upholding its end of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, then man had to assert himself and correct that problem as the Declaration prescribes. We have to alter that form of government. It also does say abolish, but in this particular form, we don't need to. The government, the Constitution, the way it's set, is good. So we have to assert those values. So now there's become a mixture. Some people claim to think that they know what the movement was about. Some people claim to think they know the man, etc. That's not why I'm talking today. I'm talking today about men that are alive and well, and what they do is they use the race card to decry racism. They're willing to lie. They're willing to cheat. They're willing to be to the marriage contract. They're willing to embrace infidelity. These are the men that have picked up the movement and continue to go. And with us is a special guest, Mr. Robert Brodus from Defending Marriage in Maryland. Robert is a black American, and I want his perspective on this particular situation right now. What has the civil rights movement debased itself into, Robert? Can you tell us firsthand?
Hi, Jake. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Just wanted to say it's Protect Marriage Maryland. There's a lot of groups by different names. Wanted to make sure everyone to look us up.
Oh, thank you, and I apologize. Protecting Marriage. I said defending. You're doing both, but Protecting Marriage Maryland. We did a tour with Robert out on the East Coast, and it was fantastic. He set up a whole bunch of events. And I'll tell you what, when everybody else kind of went, when they got weak-kneed, there was Robert Brodus still standing there. So thank you for your work out there, sir.
No problem. I like a lot of what you say and a lot of what Mr. Butler had to say. There is a sort of a shakedown going on by these, he called them, I would call them race pimps. And if you read the book by Larry Elder, Stupid Black Men, he goes into exactly what they do to sell out the black race in the name of whatever it is the Democratic Party is for. But this actually goes back a long way. A lot of people draw the civil rights movement back to the 50s and 60s where most of the generation that's alive today can remember what's going on. But it actually goes back to the 30s and 40s and even before, when the communists, the which is an international socialist movement. Communism is just another form of socialism, was working hard on getting into the United States, and they saw the policy of segregation that existed in the United States as a perfect end, because they could then go into the black community, tell black Americans that they are being kept down by the Constitution, the only thing that really guards our freedoms, and then use that to encourage not only blacks, but those who sympathize with blacks to support communism.
Wow. Can I stop you? Can I stop you for a second? This is very deep, and this is very, very good as well. I mean, there's a 50-year plan, a 100-year plan. The statement that you're making, if we fast forward and we come to today, right now, I would say that the very people that are decrying these things, decrying the Constitution, saying it's oppressive, we need to change it, starting right with this administration, what is right behind them, folks? It is communism. It is socialism. Whenever the end is not based upon biblical law, it's bound to bend that way. You have the haves and the have-not struggle. And ultimately, in our country, our Constitution eradicates that. It eradicates that because it doesn't favor any classes, because it doesn't say equal outcomes. It says equal protection under the law. I'm sorry. Continue. I had to throw that in there.
Oh, it's interesting that you use that term, because that's something that we find in the 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment is actually very problematic. It ratified in 1866. It changed the nature of our Constitution. Some people call it the Little Constitution. It puts out three powers. One is the equal protection. The other is due process. And the other is the Privilege and Immunities Clause. And it's the Privilege and Immunities Clause specifically, but all three of those together, which allow them to do what's called the Incorporation Doctrine. And the idea of the Incorporation Doctrine is that, you know how you have the ten amendments in the Bill of Rights. Previously, they were not considered to be applied against the states. Liberal judges, progressive judges, have decided that the 14th Amendment applies the Bill of Rights against the state. That's nowhere in writing. It's nowhere in the Constitution, but they've decided that that's how it works. And what that means is now all a person has to do is declare that anybody, a government, a state, a private business, or what have you, is violating their rights. And at the end of the day, this is what civil rights is really about. It's important to draw this distinction between political rights, which government is responsible for ensuring to everyone, like the right to vote, the right to sit on a jury, and civil rights, like the right to go into a lunch counter and eat in a business privately owned. Well, that business owner has the right to tell you no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Sure.
And he can say, I don't like the way you look, no service. But civil rights came in and said, well, in the name of quote-unquote equality, we're going to tell that business owner he has to serve you. And the danger that this brought about, and I admire the works of Martin Luther King, I admire many of the people who fought, suffered, and died in that movement, but they were not aware of what they were bringing on, because as soon as you say, now we have to serve you that sandwich because you're black, well, any other group that the government decides they want to recognize is going to fall under that same protection.
So what you're saying,
if they decide we want homosexuals to be served, transvestites to be served, we see now that they're trying to infiltrate the Boy Scouts. They may soon one day go one step farther and say, you know, we want Jerry Sandusky's to be served.
Sure. You know,
and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
You're exactly right, Robert, and I want to pick it up on the next segment here. This is scary. You have to be very foresighted with this. It's similar to the Anti-Federalists before the Constitution was fully ratified. What did they see down the line? How has this been co-opted? How has it been hijacked? How did some people, they were used for their sincerity, bring the outcomes where we're at today? Well, I would say it's because today's vigilance. We need to stay vigilant, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
If you you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get all of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I've got one more segment left, and we have, you know, our past two guests, even our callers, we're bringing up perspectives on this situation, because it's easy to holler at the TV and say, you know, guys like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, they're idiots, they're stupid, I can't believe it, you know, they're racist, while they're calling everybody else racist, but there's a bigger situation. What bred that? I mean, what's the incubator to bring these two forward? And I don't believe we can ever point the finger at one particular man. We were just discussing Martin Luther King Jr., who had led the marches on the streets. There's nothing wrong with the marches. He wasn't asking for any special privileges. He was just looking for equality protection under the law. Now, when I brought that topic up, that brought us to the 14th Amendment with our guest, Mr. Robert Brodus, a former Senate candidate and also works with Protecting Marriage Maryland. He's a friend of ours. We've done some events with him, and he's coming from a different perspective. I want to read, well, I shouldn't say different. I think we're going to come together here on this, but I want to read the 14th Amendment. Well, not the whole thing. I just want to read one part. It's also called the, I think people refer to it as the incorporation doctrine, if you will. The 14th Amendment in Section 5 says, "The Congress shall have power to enforce, by appropriate legislation, the provision of this article." Now, what in the world does that mean? It was there in the 13th Amendment as well. This was all during the time of the Civil War. Now, Reconstruction is definitely the word, and it wasn't just reconstructing the manufacturing the economic environment of the South. It reconstructed our whole Constitution. We have a different country now after the Civil War. So going into the 14th Amendment, I want to read this, Robert, because I think this answers the question. You brought up the fact that if we tell a store owner he has to serve blacks because they're black, that now maybe he's got to serve a transvestite because because they're transvestite, he can't refuse business or service. But I want to say this. This is what Thaddeus Stevens said in his debate on the floor over the 14th Amendment. Quote, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what arose from merit and conduct. Now, I think right there that gives the distinction. A homosexual, now, of course, in those that are brainless, you know, they'll say, well, what's the big deal? He was born that way. A homosexual's moral conduct is sexual deviancy, period. They know it. Sometimes they like to sugarcoat it when they're out in public and say, oh, no, it's completely healthy. No, not healthy, unethical, immoral, against God's law, etc. Now, being born black is not. And if we're going to be in this country where our rights are protected, and now I'm not telling you go into commerce and you start to serve them, but I think doesn't that draw a better line? Doesn't that give a better understanding, Robert, of what those intended by the 14th Amendment? And intent doesn't matter. We've twisted the Constitution. We've twisted our founders' meaning to mean what we want it to mean. But I'm giving in more of a purified statement that it arises from merit and conduct, not from your look or your appearance.
Well, I agree with that, and Martin Luther King said words to that effect in his I Have a Dream speech. Conservatives like to quote that, but it's important to take the whole picture of the person and not just, you know, the best foot they put forward. You know, sure. I just saw the movie Lincoln with, and you know, people who know about Thaddeus Stevens will know that he was sort of a trendsetter. He was actually had a common law wife who was a black woman the whole time throughout, so he actually had an interest in fighting for the abolition of slavery, even though up there in Massachusetts, where he was from, they didn't have slavery. So I'm not disparaging the abolition of slavery. I, as a black man myself, I am all about liberty or death. Okay, you want to imprison me, then you're going to have a fight, and you know I'm going to fight to the death. But I want to point out that the power to enforce by appropriate legislation is not specifically the incorporation doctrine. It's
sure.
That first paragraph of the 14th Amendment. The first part says basically if you're born here, you're a citizen,
mm-hmm.
which goes to the immigration debate you were talking about earlier. And then no state shall be able to abridge the privileges or immunities of the people or to deny them due process of the laws.
That's right.
Or to deny them equal protection of the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not written explicitly. The courts have read this into the 14th Amendment to
sure.
say specifically that privilege and immunities part, which appears under Article 4 of the Constitution as well. But they say, well, this wasn't enough because slavery still existed. So we're reading in a power to enforce new laws based on what we see as the Bill of Rights. So what that effectively did was it allowed the federal government to tell state governments, to tell local governments, and to tell private business owners what they could and couldn't do. And this is a violation of federalism. That's why either we need to have a proper understanding of the 14th Amendment or we need to repeal it. And, you know, if you're concerned that you won't get equal protection of the laws, write a new one. But if you go back to the Fifth Amendment, all those protections, life, liberty, and property without due process is protected under the Fifth Amendment.
That's right. Well, so why do it again?
If you believe the federal government has that power, it's already there under the Fifth Amendment. But the 14th Amendment is to deny the states the right to take that away, which obviously they were doing before slavery was repealed.
Yep.
Well, the 13th Amendment repealed slavery.
Yep.
Why do you need a 14th Amendment?
Good point.
And the 14th Amendment is even more sinister because if you go to the next chapter, it actually allows a state to deny black people the right to vote as long as they take away that same number of electoral votes.
That's right.
You know, so it actually allows the system to continue. They just chose not to continue doing that.
I've got to stop for a second, Robert, because this is like drinking from a fire hose. I think, you know, even for me to grasp this when I first got onto it, you know, we teach the Constitution course with Michael Perutka, IOTC Online, Institute on the Constitution. And bringing these things, you know, I'm a kid from Minnesota, you know, grow up, I don't even remember much of history. I had this one style of thinking. Folks, this is real deal entrenched. If we don't even know the basics of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, we're going to be in left field with what Robert is talking about right now. But it is so important because original intent has been twisted. Listen, Moses said this, and William Penn said something very similar. more, and so did most of the preachers during election year, all the way up until probably within the last century. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of thy people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. Those three prerequisites. Able men, in other words, they can do the job. Fear God. Why? Because you got to fear your Maker who sees all things. If you don't fear Him, you're not going to care about fearing the people that you serve who barely sees anything. Men of truth. Obviously not false. Hating covetousness, they won't take a bribe. And he says, place such as them to be rulers over your thousands, rulers of fifties. He exemplifies a republic there. And then you go to Romans 13 and says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained are of God. We've got to differentiate. If they are bad powers, they are not ordained of God. Therefore, godly powers has to replace them. This is my overall context here that I want to make. People, if things go amiss and they go amok, there's no need to finger point. Robert, I haven't heard you finger point one time. You're saying, I'm going to stand for my liberties. You know, till death part me from here. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. We can use that to now restore what should be happening in the future. The problem lays at our feet, folks. It lays at our responsibility and our duty to do it, to plow our road, to make sure that our light shines. But we've got to be able to understand the fundamentals of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the original intent of which it was formed and drafted in. Otherwise, we're going to be lost, we're going to be spinning, and we're going to be following the talking heads on mainstream media.
And to the quote you just mentioned, Jake, you know, this word about being men of God is critical because it is sad that Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Jeremiah Wright, and a host of others have come out proclaiming to be speaking for God, yet leading the people, especially the black community, away from God. And, you know, when Jesse Jackson started off, he was pro-life,
mm-hmm.
okay? But when he decided he wanted to run for president in 1984, the Democrats came to him and said, we'll help you, but you got to become pro-choice. And he yeah. did. And you can see that now with Al Sharpton going for the homosexual movement. You see that throughout the black church there is this fight for the soul of the black church. And it's like we really don't know where we're coming from. I'm so glad there are people like William Owens and others who have stood up to represent God's word. And, you know, Bishop Harry Jackson and others who have been out there in front for the marriage fight. It's just really sad that when we did our March for Marriage on March 26th, the day the Supreme Court heard Proposition 8 in DOMA, where were these national figures? Where were T.D. Jakes? Where was Joel Osteen? Where was Rick Warren? They were not there. They were not marching for marriage.
That's right.
And we need our religious leaders out there, just like during the American Revolution, fighting for the just cause. And instead, they are, you know, on TV, on MSNBC, preaching the homosexual gospel, preaching the socialist gospel, and taking us away from God in every chance they get. And if you just look at the name of Al Sharpton's group, the National Action Network, that is to contrast between a federal or a Republican style of government, which is what is created by our Constitution.
Robert, I want to say...
National means one nation.
I want to say one thing, because I've got to close it out. Robert Brodus with us today from Protecting Marriage Maryland. He said, where were the Olsteins, the T.D. Jakes, the religious liberties? And I will tell you that Robert Brodus was there on the rally, standing for marriage, standing for you, for your families. We were on tour, standing for you, standing for marriage, standing for your families. The Sons of Liberty always will, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we intend on being right there. Thank you for being with us, folks. Join us tomorrow for Saturday's show, 2 to 4, to our program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best
selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.